My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, on Mondays, we play that locker room audio when Dan Campbell addresses the team and he hands out the game balls. Awesome moment where Jared Goff gives the ball back to Dan Campbell. He joins us this morning. Dan, what did that feel like? You were called the rock of this team and Goff gave you the ball back.
No, look, that's it's pretty humbling, actually. It's, they don't need to do that. And I'm very appreciative of it. And, you know, I love this team and they mean something to me. And I appreciate the work they put in. They didn't need to do that, but I appreciate it very much.
Obviously, the big conversation overshadowing a great performance, and we'll talk more about the great performance, is the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. How can you measure the loss? Do you even care to measure the loss? But who needs to step up that's on the roster right now to help fill some of the void, what they can fill?
Yeah, I mean, it's like what's been stated. I mean, let's start with Hutch. You know, man, what the amount of work that he's put into this and the way he trains and the way he focuses and his attention to detail and the way he elevates his teammates, you know, the guys around him, is going to be missed. It's going to be missed. There's no way around that. But to your point, that production has got to go somewhere for us to stay as potent as we've been. And so that means that Mac's going to have to—he's going to have to play consistently at a high level. I thought he played outstanding the other day, and he's going to do it again. And we're going to need him to do it again. And Levi continue to play at a high level. We're going to need Pascal to continue play at a high level, maybe a little bit more. Reader's going to need to help us even more. You know, he's probably going to play a little bit more for us. And then we talk about some of these other guys, whether it's, you know, Ukwu or Agude or Muhammad that we brought in, this Cam Gill, could be Houston. And those guys got to help it. And so do the backers, you know, Alex and Jack, because we may use them a little bit in some of these areas. So it's really it's going to take everybody on that defense to elevate a little bit here and do a little bit more, and we'll be just fine.
As you can imagine, it was kind of a somber day for us around here. Callers, hosts, people looking at just the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. What's your message to Lions fans who feel like the Super Bowl dream is dead or dying after losing a player as significant as Aiden is?
Well, I mean, we could stop playing. You want to just end the season now? We could do that. Let's just call it up. No, it's not over. This is why you go through all the training you do, and this is why we stress all the time here, and the players know this. Now, we play with three phases here, and you play with 11 on offense, 11 on defense, 11 on special teams, and we can adjust and do whatever we need to do. We can raise a levy, we can lower it, and we will find a way to play any game and every game and find a way to win. And because that's all that matters is find a way to win and get a W. And it's going to take everybody on this team. And as long as everybody holds the line and does their job, does their responsibility, no more, no less, we'll find a way to win.
David Montgomery on the offensive side of things, I've called him a tone setter. I love the way he runs. He runs with anger. He runs with violence. How much does he, when he has one of those runs, does it motivate not just the offense, but the entire team?
Yeah, I would say it does. You know, that guy is, you know, he creates a ripple effect. You know, he knows how to transfer his energy positively to the team. And, you know, I mean, I've told him before, I wish I could have played with him, you know, because he does. He's inspiring to watch, and he just refuses to go down, and he's violent in everything he does. And, you know, every play that he has, you know, you see the runs. Everybody sees the runs. They don't see the protections all the time. They don't see him go up there and smack a linebacker in the face and give us time to hit an explosive pass. Everything the guy does, no different than like St. Brown. Like when they run a play, they're running to win. They don't just go out there and go through the motions and, well, I think I did my job. Like they're doing their job, but they're doing it and they're trying to finish in a dominating position. Like that's how you win. They're trying to win the rep every time, man. And, man, just imagine if collectively everybody did that at all times. You'd be unstoppable at all times.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, and you said it after the game, foot on the gas against the Dallas Cowboys, and you guys were throwing the ball to offensive linemen. I mean, it felt like there was something that you guys wanted to prove in that game. Did you feel like you guys did that?
Well, we just, look, man, we wanted to get a W, and we've been beaten twice. I mean, we go down there, and we found ways to lose those games, and that was one of the points here was, man, at some point in this game, it's going to be time to where we can really take this game over, or it's something's going to happen and we're not going to be able to get out of it. And it was, man, we got to be able to finish this game out. And we can't let off the gas, and we got to go. And that was the name of the game, and our guys finished. And, look, you don't know what's going to come up every week, and you don't know the matchups. You don't know, you know, what plays are you going to be able to run versus your opponent or calls on defense. And so you better use them because there's no guarantee that it's going to come up again. A little different than like a division opponent. You know, like Minnesota, we're going to play them. Well, we're going to have them again later. So there may be things you don't use in the game that can come up the second time. Whereas this one, no, you use everything you got. And it's set up for that defense, and you use it against that defense.
We talk about the violence of David Montgomery, another guy that people don't think they see as a violent type player. Jameson Williams, when I watch him block, he does block with violence. What has he been able to do down the field in as a blocker to unlock more of this offense?
I tell you what, it's hard to beat a receiver who runs a 3.940 that will try to knock your head off.
Yes.
I mean, it's a glorious thing. It really is. And that's why I love our players, man. And that's why Brad and I, we try to bring in guys that, man, they're talented football playing dudes, but they have violence to them. And this guy plays that way. And he knows no different than anybody else. You know, Saint sets the tone in that room, and Leaf, I mean, those two guys, man, will block all day long, and they will block anybody you ask them to block. Linebackers, DNs, safeties, corners, and J-Mo is no different. He's walked right in, and he's carried the line there. And the addition of TP, you know, Tim Patrick, I mean, that guy's big physical. And it's another one of the reasons why our run game is as good as it is. It starts with the O-line. David and Gibbs are the engine, the O-line's the engine, but those guys make it go. But the receivers, you get the explosives because of the receivers, man. They're the ones who are blocking support players all day long.
A couple weeks back, you had said you thought the offense would get going right around the bye week. Back-to-back 40-point games on either side of the bye week. Do you feel like the offense has finally hit its stride? Is this the version of the offense you saw coming?
Yes, I did. I mean, you knew it was just a matter of time. You got to work kinks out, and things come up, and you just keep working through it. You know, there's so much detail that goes into being an explosive offense, really in the run and pass game, and it takes time. And you hope you find it early, but it's not always that case. But if you trust the coaches that you have, and you trust the players that you have that are running those plays, then you know it's coming. And like clockwork, these guys are finding their stride, and we're clicking pretty good right now. And the interesting thing is, even the other day, man, there's things that we left out there, and those are the ones you keep striving for. You want more out of it, man. It's like, if we clean up a couple of things here, we're even better than what we showcased the other day. And so I think that's what we got to do, is clean up the errors, and how can we be even better than we've been?
I think Kevin O'Connell is a terrific coach. I am shocked that Minnesota is 5-0. What concerns you about the Minnesota Vikings this weekend?
Well, look, I feel like it's every year. These guys, yeah, they're talented, and they are well coached. I think O'Connell does a great job. I think bringing in Flores, going on year two now, has been an excellent addition for them. They've got talent. They've got one of the best receivers in the game, highly explosive. Darnold's playing great. You know, this running back that was at Green Bay, you know, is played really well for them. I can go down the line, you know, Grenard, Van Ginkle, those additions. So they pose you know, issues, really, and for us, let's start offensively. They pose some issues now with protections and identifications, and because they'll hit you on some zeros, some of this hot pressure stuff, and then, you know, Van Ginkle now, is he a rusher, is he a dropper? Metellus, that's the other thing. They come in a nickel, and what is he? Is he a linebacker? Is he a nickel? Is he playing in a box? Is he rush? So, you know, they have a pretty smart crew, and they are upgraded talent wise, and so we just, man, we got to be on it now. We got to be able to see what they're doing. We're on the road. It's going to be loud. And then, like I say, their offense is cooking at a high level right now, and they do a great job scheme wise. And they're going to make sure they try to scheme their guys open. And you know, and like I say, they've got an explosive receiver who can go the distance on any play. And then on the other side, you got Addison. You know, so they got some weapons here.
I don't know how much of a deep dive you've done into Sam Darnold when he was with the Jets or with Carolina, but he seems like a different player. What is he doing that is better this year than he's done in the start of his career?
Well, I think he's much more patient. You know, he's you can tell that he's taking what's there, first of all. And while he was doing that, then he's begun to gain confidence, and now he's taking these shots down the field. So now he is looking down the field. He's fitting it into tight windows. He's allowing his receivers to make plays. And then, oh, by the way, you know what? If it's not there, then I'll check it down to Aaron Jones, you know, and let him go do something with it. So I just think that now the run game helps. They're running the heck out of the ball, and that's allowing him to do a little bit of the play pass. And then, look, the other thing is, when you got Jefferson over there, you're not going to just let Jefferson run free. Everybody's trying to double him, which you can still throw it in there to him. He'll take it over three guys. But if not, and you'd like to take a one-on-one, then usually it's a pretty clean look to throw to your receiver, tight end, or back who's got a one-on-one. And he's making the throws. He's accurate that way. So, Darnold's a good athlete. He's a good passer. He's playing at a high level. And, look, last time we played him was Carolina. He played pretty good against us. So I expect to get a really good quarterback.
Dan, you've been great with your time. I just wanted to circle back to one more thing. John had asked you about internal guys stepping up. You mentioned Brad always looks for guys that can help the team externally. If you guys were to trade for a pass rusher or an edge guy, what type of guy? Because we, in our world, we see all these lists of names. What type of guy would you want to add to try to replace some of that production?
Type of guy.
Like skill set or traits?
Oh, I got you. I thought you were going to get into the nuts and bolts of the human being.
That matters too for you guys. We know that.
For all that. Honestly, I think if anything, you're looking for really a role player. Somebody, I think, that can set an edge, that can transition into rush. It doesn't have to be somebody. I mean, look, as you guys know, these elite rushers and edge setters and all that don't just fall off trees, you know. And or if they do, then you're going to have to sell the farm to get them. But I do think there could be some guys out there, man, that'll fit into what we're doing defensively. They can serve a role. They can help. Maybe supplement some of what's going on inside with what we got with Mac and Levi and Reeder and those guys. And I think more than anything, you're looking for at least a complimentary piece.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We can get into the deeper inner workings of human minds another week. I appreciate some of your time.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Good stuff. It's Dan Campbell. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to let you know that FanDuel is here for every part of the NFL season, and get ready to tackle the NFL action on America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and you're going to get $300 in bonus bets if you simply win that $5 bet. Thursday night, we've got the Broncos at the Saints. Take a look at some of the same game parlays. You could build your own. You could choose from some of the SGPs already built for you. Look at this one. Alvin Kamara over rushing yards. Bo Nix over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Rashid Shaheed over receiving yards. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're looking for a role player if they trade for someone to help out that pass rush. Dan Campbell joining us moments ago. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind, go back. As we look forward, we will have our college football rankings at 8:35 from the brain of Greg Hargrave. And I think there's some interesting debates that we can get into with that. Scott Harris spoke yesterday for the Tigers, set the tone for the offseason. We'll get to that at 8:50 today. John, what did you take from Dan Campbell?
Well, when you think about the guys that are on this team, and I asked about, you know, David Montgomery, asked about Jamison Williams, and when you have players that are talented, but they play with violence, that's a very nice trait to have. And it's also, it goes to the question I asked last time we talked to him about the teams that lose the week after playing to the Lions.
Yep.
Because you beat up these opponents.
Do you think the Cowboys will lose on the bye?
I don't know.
I don't think it's out of the question.
Well, I mean, it is. Are they going to evaluate the coach? Like maybe they actually lose a personnel. That's where you start losing on a bye. Maybe it's subtraction or addition by subtraction. But
I like what you said about violence, because those are not typically violent positions. We think of violent positions as the offensive right line, the defensive line, linebackers. When your running backs and receivers are violent football players, that says a lot about the type of football team you are.
And then I encourage everybody, if you want to go back and watch Jamison Williams, not on the spectacular explosive plays, watch when he goes in motion on a run play and he attacks the line of scrimmage. That's a rare trait. Now, you get guys that, they'll get in there and they'll mix it up and they'll get in the way and they'll put their head in the right position. They'll be a speed bump. But he's a Mack truck when he comes in there. He's not the speed bump.
And he keeps his feet moving and he finishes. Yeah. David Montgomery, I think it was on J-Mo's touchdown, did have a nice step-up blitz pickup. Another thing that Dan highlighted that, you know, kind of goes under the radar with these guys. It's not just when they have the ball that they're violent and physical. It's even more so when they don't. All right, we're going to get to the college football fun. We'll get to Scott Harris, but first, Heather with the news.
Yep, well, an update to the craziest story that took place over the weekend. Two men have now been charged in connection to the murder of a Rochester Hills man after they entered his home posing as DTE workers. Police do say that both suspects targeted and followed the victim home from his Hamtramck jewelry store. And if they didn't follow him, they found out where he lived online and targeted this specific home. They do believe that it was most likely the fact that they were after some sort of valuables in his house. However, they have not said if they got away with anything.
You said he was killed in such a way that there was a lot.
They haven't released how he was murdered because it sounds like it was just very horrific. And
which to me feels
I'm sure they
like
know now, but at personal? The time.
Yeah, personal.
It's so disturbing, the details. The first suspect was taken into custody over the weekend. He was caught in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. The second guy was caught on Monday following a traffic stop in Plymouth. So thankfully, they got both these guys. They say there's not a danger to other people because this was a targeted attack.
But it's still scary because it's
super
people
scary.
It looked the part, the clipboard, the logo on the white van. It looks like it's your energy company. It's a reminder, be extra cautious.
Yeah, in that van they found in police in Detroit, like they burned it. Wow. It was significantly damaged by being in a fire. So they were trying to cover it up, right?
Yeah.
But it's... It's super scary. Police in Utica are searching for a man who stole from an arcade game that helps raise money for sick kids. So over the weekend, there was a man at Dave & Buster's, pried open the Make-A-Wish Miss Pac-Man machine right there in the lobby, walked away with about $200 to $300. So police have released an image. They want everyone to take a look at it and notify them if they recognize this guy who blatantly stole from all the proceeds that are going to go to sick children. Bath and Body Works is in some hot water. They're apologizing for selling a candle with packaging that some people said looks like Ku Klux Klan hoods. Okay, so that's not what it was supposed to be. It's a three-wick candle that's called Snowed In, and it's supposed to feature a snowflake cut out of paper. You know?
Yeah,
sure.
Everyone knows what those look
like.
Sure,
nice, fun, innocent.
You know, and then I looked at it after I read the article, so I can totally see what people are seeing. I look at it, I don't think that would have been my first reaction. It doesn't necessarily look like a snowflake. It looks kind of like an alien face or like, because normally the snowflakes to me have like
details and cutouts.
These
and
have
ridges.
Just like two circles where the eyes would be.
Oh, then that does kind of look like.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. They have pulled these candles from the shelves, from their website. Obviously, they received a lot of complaints. A spokesperson says that the mistake was unintentional and they are working to fix it. So you see it?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, well, okay. You see it because I read the story. Would you have seen that? Would you have thought that if you hadn't heard the story?
Probably not, but yeah.
But you can totally see it.
Yes.
Yes. Without
no, I mean, you definitely see it now.
Yeah. For sure. So after his time with the Patriots, Bill Belichick has, you know, kickstarted this really successful media career. But he's kind of remained a name that has been associated with potential head coaching jobs, you know, around the NFL. According to reports, though, he is at a coaching crossroads, and it's all because of his relationship with his 23-year-old girlfriend, because apparently it is very serious and it is going to lead to marriage. Yes. And he wants to spend all of his time with her. So he's apprehensive.
Why not?
About taking another job. It sounds like she's being very supportive, right? And like, hey, go out there and do this. It makes you happy. It sounds like any decision that he makes will ultimately like surround her happiness. So he's going to choose, if he does decide to get back in there, we'll choose something that will make her happy as well.
Do you think he'll actually get married to her?
Maybe. I didn't think he'd actually date or she would date him.
It feels a little early to be talking marriage, but I guess when you're 72, they're really...
your time is ticking. My gosh. So could a Super Bowl be played internationally? Well, according to Roger Goodell, it's a big possibility. Oh. So when he was asked about the possibility of a Super Bowl being played, you know, outside of the U.S., he said, we've always traditionally tried to play a Super Bowl in an NFL city. That was always sort of a reward for the cities that have NFL franchises. But things change. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens one day. Obviously, it would be...
very far down the road.
Future.
I don't want to see that day. Mm. I don't want it to be overseas at all. That's football is ours. They have football. We'll keep our football in America.
I'm with you, John. All right, that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, our college football playoff rankings, the top 12 teams in college football. After that, Scott Harris, we set the tone for the offseason. We'll tell you what he had to say. It's 97.1. All right, as promised, we're going to play some Scott Harris audio, tone setter for the Tiger offseason, but we have some phone calls and ticket texts to get to. Lions have been a huge topic of conversation. We had the head coach, Dan Campbell, on this hour. He said they're looking for a role player if they trade for someone at the edge position. And when asked about, you know, the Super Bowl dreams dying, he said, I'm paraphrasing, should we just stop playing the games?
Yeah.
They will, in fact, keep playing the games. They'll play Minnesota this week. Let's get to Shelton in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Cookies? Brother
hey.
John.
How
listen,
you doing?
I was listening to the interview with Dan, like I said, with Dan Campbell, and I know they're saying like I know he has that next man up mentality, but listen, fellas, especially with what happened with Aiden, if we're in this window for a Super Bowl, okay, what's wrong with going for it now? I mean, this is our window, and I like what Brad Holmes is doing, but sometimes we can't always look for that diamond. We can't wait on that diamond in the rough. And we got, like I said, what's wrong with at least making the phone call, at least with Myles Garrett? And I like to know what's up with James Houston. If he's supposed to be our next pass rusher next to Aiden, and since Aiden is gone, why is he always a healthy scratch? Something is happening for him not to be out there on the field, and he's suited in his pads, ready to go. Well, I wonder why they're not playing him more.
Well, for James Houston, I think it just the proof hasn't been there in practice, and I don't know what happened since 2022, but the sample size of his rookie season—that's a long time ago.
Yep.
So maybe, like I said, play him, but at least. Don't you think, fellas, at least Brad Holmes should at least inquire, especially because we all know it's a dumpster fire down there at Cleveland, and Cleveland might get the number one pick.
No, they absolutely could. I think they're the bleakest situation in football because of the anchor of a contract that is Deshaun Watson. There's really no way out for them. Yeah, listen, I'd call about Max Crosby. I'd call about Myles Garrett. I don't anticipate those guys being dealt. So then I reset and refocus on guys who are more attainable, like a Trey Hendrickson, who still might not be available, a Harold Landry, who still might not be available. It's what Dan told us is these guys, they don't grow on trees, and you got to move the farm to get them. To Shelton's point, should they be moving the farm? They are in a Super Bowl window right now. This team is every bit capable of winning the Super Bowl. You don't know how long Ben Johnson's going to be here. You don't know how long this physical style of football goes before you start breaking down 2-3 years down the line playing this way. I do think urgency is required here. I'm not saying they should trade 2 first-round picks. But, John, I do think they should be throwing around some draft capital in the next couple weeks to make this team better.
Well, we'll find out as we get closer to the trade deadline who's going to be available. Is Cleveland going to say, you know what, we're throwing up our hands? Well, maybe they even fire the GM by that time, and whoever the interim is given the edict of you've got to move these players because we need cheap talent. We're buried under this contract. We got to fill a roster. We need draft picks that we don't have to pay a lot that could develop into something in a couple of years. And, I mean, I look at the games between now and the trade deadline. You got Minnesota, Tennessee, Green Bay. You're going to have to find a way to win, I think, two out of those three games. And whether it's, say, it's the two division games, I think the easiest one is obviously Tennessee.
Sure.
And so which one do you win between Minnesota and Green Bay? Obviously, we'd like to go 3-0, but you've got to come out of it 2-3. As you get closer to the trade line, what happened last year? Montez Sweat, Chase Young. All of those guys became available as the trade deadline approached. And what Montez Sweat was, a second-round pick? Chase Young was a third.
Yeah.
And so it's you're not going to have to sell the farm. And I don't see either of those guys as they're not in the Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or Aiden Hutchinson category, but they are guys that can come in and help you. And if they had made that move last year, and you know, hindsight's 20/20, you'd have something now. But the time is now to go out and find who that next guy is going to be. Because if you add him now, when Hutch comes back, you're going to be better off with two edge rushers, two edge defenders.
I don't think they had to make a move last year. So I don't think we've seen Brad Holmes play chess yet. We're going to see how Brad Holmes plays chess right now. Because I'm telling you what, guys. You have an opportunity right now. You have a definitive need, at least for depth reasons. They've lost two starting defensive linemen. They need to add another player. How far you go depends on how much you're willing to give up. But your first one in right now. Yep. You could make. I honestly would not be blown away if something was done today. That would tell you the urgency because you get the first dibs. You get to pick who you want. You get to set the terms. I do think
it's the market.
Probably premature. I think they want to see how they look against Minnesota. And again, playing against Sam Darnold is a great opportunity to see just how affected your pass rush is because he's not elusive. You know, I do think loss of Hutch is going to hurt them against guys like Caleb Williams and Jordan Love. Obviously, it is. You know, but so the level of player. But what are you guys willing to give up right now?
I give up a first.
Would you give up a first round pick next year in order to address this?
Yeah, no, it's got to be a quality player. But yeah, absolutely. Assuming I'm getting one of these guys who I think can be no one's Aiden, 80% of Aiden. I give up a first to do that.
But I want to know, all right, who is worth the first round pick? All right, Myles Garrett. Sure.
Absolutely. No doubt.
You wouldn't even get in the door with a first, but yeah.
No, but that's the type of player. Za'Darius Smith, no.
No.
And
Trey Hendrickson, I do think, is. And maybe that's on the line for you.
I would.
I don't know that the market would require that,
maybe,
though.
Maybe it wouldn't. But maybe they're going to be on the fence. They don't want to sell because they have Burrow and they have Chase. And
you
got
to overpay to convince them.
And you say, hey, I know you want a second. Or I know we'd only want to pay a second, but we're going to give a first because we have a team on the Super Bowl train tracks and we don't want this train to be derailed.
Well, and here's the thing. If he comes in and performs as you need him to perform, your first round that you're giving up is either pick 31 or 32. Correct.
Exactly. To me, like, that would be the no-brainer one today. If this happened right now in the next hour, the Lions trade their first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson, I'm wiping my hands clean. Let's go right now. Yep. They've addressed it. They've been bold. I don't know if the Bengals would do it. We got to consider the players on the other side. I don't see the Bengals moving him. They're a stubborn franchise.
You're probably right.
And the Brown situation, they're in limbo. You're going to let the current GM that just sold out the organization for Deshaun Watson, you're going to allow him to trade Myles Garrett? That seems to me like that would be a smarter offseason move for that team. But again, it only takes one fool to do it.
Right, and he's already proven to be foolish. So there's a lot on the table. I just don't know that any of those guys will be available. And if they're not, then you're looking at a third or a fourth round pick. And it's going to have to be a future third because you don't have a third this coming year.
The Lions have addressed their pass rush position. We have some breaking news.
Oh, I feel smarm coming on. I feel heavy
smarm. Is this good or bad?
Heavy smarm.
The Lions are signing defensive end Isaiah Thomas off the Bengals practice squad, according to a source, the former Browns draft pick.
Hey, at least the conversation's been there.
Zeke.
They're looking at him.
Zeke's back.
There you go. Clearly not the move we're all.
That wasn't, come on.
Okay, that was a bad use of the breaking news sound. I'm sorry, everyone.
You got that, Chris? I don't even know if it's worth your update.
Nailed it.
Was it in the update?
Now it is.
I don't even think it needs to be in the update. It was clearly a smarmy breaking news sounder. We will get to Scott Harris. Speaking of smarm.
I saw that one coming.
I will try to refrain from being smarmy. We will go through what Scott Harris had to say and talk tone setter for the Tigers offseason. What did the president of baseball ops say yesterday? It's 97-1. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.